Paid a damn visit with Emily Shelby of the Sheraton County FSA. Emily, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
What's happening with the FSA in Sheraton County?
Well, we just have a couple things that I would like to send out as general reminders for producers. The first being for the market facilitation program that most everyone signed up for related to the tariffs. If you signed the general application but have yet to turn in your yield, remember that the deadline for that is May 1st. So if you signed your application and said that you're interested but haven't yet turned in your yields, you do have until May 1st. Also, I wanted to remind producers that this time of year, there's always farms changing hands, leases changing. This is a good time to come into the office and visit with us. That way we can have your farm records as updated as possible before crop reporting season is upon us. And if you have any questions about either one of those things, please don't hesitate to call us. The office number is 660-288-3279. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Emily.
And now we get this from the Missouri Corn Growers Association. Initial reports predict total attendance at the 2019 Commodity Classic held February 28th to March 2nd in Orlando exceeded 9,100, including approximately 4,500 farmers. The farmer attendance figure ranks second highest in the 23-year history of Commodity Classic, and the total attendance ranks third. During Commodity Classic, corn growers came together to discuss policy and set direction for the National Corn Growers Association during two sessions of Corn Congress. Missouri Corn Growers Association Secretary Treasurer Jay Schutte chairs the National Corn Growers Association Ethanol Action Team and brought forward several proposals surrounding ethanol. The proposed modifications supported high-octane, low-carbon fuel efforts, higher blends of ethanol, and infrastructure to support those efforts. Each resolution was adopted by the grower delegation. Missouri Corn Growers CEO Gary Marshall also addressed the delegate body, providing an update on atrazine and the pre-registration process that it continues to undergo at the EPA. One reason we have been actively engaged in keeping the product available for you is the fact that to switch to a different product would cost around $30 an acre. Not only will you lose the effectiveness of atrazine and the over 90 combinations of other herbicides of which it is currently used, but you could also face an increased cost with a new product, Marshall told a room full of corn growers. Keeping atrazine in the mix saves U.S. corn farmers $2 billion every year. For my state, Missouri, it is a $90 million a year deal. Farmers cannot afford to move to other products which cost more and are less effective. That's why we remain engaged in the pre-registration of atrazine. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.